The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green, and I'm here. I'm awaiting the arrival, anxiously anticipating the arrival of my friend Dana Southern and partner. But remember, you can always reach us on the phone. Easiest way to reach us. And you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. So this morning, a couple of things I want to talk about is, you know, I read a lot of the stuff that you see on MSN's auto homepage. So it says the one incredible perk of buying your car through Costco. Jeremy, can you shut off the background radio? All right. So he's going to shut that off because I'm listening to a different station. So I'm just going to click on that little story while he's doing that. So the small Costco membership fee feels like pennies when you start comparing it to numerous discounts available to Costco members, especially when it comes to buy a car. Yes, you can buy your next car through Costco. The auto program at this wholesale store is quite the steal. If it can save you time and worry when choosing a car at a proper dealership, and best of all, saves you the hassle of trying to negotiate the best price. Well, first of all, I'll tell you this right now. Costco's not the best price. That's right. There's no negotiating necessary. As soon as you mention Costco, when you walk in, they pull out a sheet of paper and they tell you this is your preferred Costco pricing. Okay, Dana and I, as your car insiders, have never, ever, ever sold a car, or shouldn't say that, helped anybody buy a car where they paid more than the Costco price. Sometimes not even close to being even what the Costco price is. Costco is a subscribed service that the dealerships pay for, along with many other benefits. Okay, now Costco has been able to help sell 100 million cars in 5 years. I bet you that it's more than that. You cannot buy a car directly at Costco. They're through the auto programs are trustworthy. Costco is very particular, making sure the dealerships are satisfactory for customers in terms of price, reputations, and even customer satisfaction index scores. As I would say, from when I read the list and I see some of the dealerships that are on the Costco auto buying program, okay, beg to differ. But what I will tell you is if you walk into a car dealership and you don't want to negotiate, and you're looking to be treated somewhat fairly, there's nothing wrong with using the Costco auto buying service. But please understand, the dealership pays for your business. They're not doing this as a nonprofit charitable organization. They are paying this fee. Now, when I was in the auto industry and I worked in a dealership, we paid $3,000 a dealership to be in the Costco program. We didn't pay $3,000 to not make money on the customers. And the one thing you do when you bring up Costco, for the most part, is you eliminate any of the buying power that you have. Now, Costco doesn't offer financing, doesn't offer help in the finance department, doesn't offer any information as to what a trade-in's worth. Now, I believe in dealerships are entitled to make profit. It's called fair profit. And when Dana and I help somebody buy a car, there are plenty of instances when the dealership takes a deal that they normally wouldn't, and it has to do with what's called market share. Now, I am not a fan of any of these buying services because I understand how they work. But sometimes something is better than nothing. I just don't like, and this is one thing that Costco does not do, they do not set you up to get hurt in a car dealership. They don't train. They don't send people around, to, at least they didn't when I worked at the program, to train people on how to maximize profit on a customer that is using the Costco buying program. I'm a believer in credit karma, okay? And I just like to look at credit karma to monitor my credit. See if there's any changes. I check it every Saturday morning, sometime between 12 and 7, 12 midnight, 12 a.m. Saturday morning, and 7 o'clock in the morning. And I check it every Saturday. You can check it once a week. Now, you can check it as many times as you like. However, there's only one update. It's once a week. Now, if you miss your update, the next time you log in, that starts a new clock. So if my date is Saturday and I don't do it till Monday, from now on, I can do it on Monday. But I got an interesting email the other day from Credit Karma, and it said the value of my trade of my vehicle has changed. So I said, that's interesting. Now, all of a sudden, Credit Karma is telling me what my car's worth. So I kind of got a kick out of it because I went in and I logged in and I see the dollar amount, and the dollar amount happens to coincide exactly with Kelley Blue Book's lending value, which used to be wholesale, not including any mileage add for the miles. Now, years and years and years ago, they never added for miles when you were trading your car. But to give you an example, I had a client with me, and the vehicle that she owns has about 30,000 miles on it. That was about a $4,000 mileage ad, $4,000 mileage ad on a 2015 pickup truck. And the vehicle had a wholesale book of in the low 30s. And when I say low 30s, it was 30,000 something. It wasn't quite 31. So I had gone and I looked at the Manheim Market Report, and the Manheim Market Report was over $28,000 based on a vehicle that had 60,000 miles on it. So based on the pricing that I was getting on a vehicle, some of the dealerships that they appraised the trade at, they were all within $1,000. And the funny part was my wife and I looked at five different vehicles. You heard me correct. It was my wife's truck. Now, trust me, I know how to negotiate a car deal, and I don't get caught up in what's called an overallowance. I am caught up in what's the actual cash value of my trade. What am I paying for the car? What are the incentives I qualify for? What is the interest rate that we're going to get? And what's the payoff on the car? Because the payoff has nothing to do with what your car is worth. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard it throughout my car career when someone throws out a number on your trade, on their trade, and they say, and you asked, we asked, well, where did you come up with that number? Well, that's what I owe. And then you would just look at them, and the true answer to that question was, well, if your car was worth nothing, if your payoff was nothing, would your car be worth nothing? The payoff on your vehicle has nothing to do with what your car is worth. Also, remember that when you show up at a dealership and you're driving in a car, any sales manager that understands what they're doing knows that at some point there's a really good possibility you're going to say, oh, by the way, I have a trade. Well, most people do have trades, and they think that they're going to tell about the trade after they get their best price, and then they're going to get all the money for their car. Well, I've been doing this long enough that I get the best price, and I get all the money. But I get all the money because I understand where the numbers come from. I take a lot of business to car dealerships. So when they do something for me, sometimes they'll make a comment, well, what we're going to do for you, we may not necessarily do when you're bringing a client in, but that doesn't mean that Dana and I don't get great deals for clients. Now, I've gotten deals for clients that when I was done, I couldn't believe the deal that they got. I thought it was going to be this and it was that. Now, remember this, nobody makes a car dealership do something that they don't want to do. I always laugh when I watch the movie Rudy, and the coach is in the locker room at the end of the movie, and he says, "No one comes into our house and pushes us around." Now, Dana and I will make suggestions to car dealerships on what we believe they need to do in order to make the transaction work. Now, the one thing about when Dana and I help you, if you don't buy a car, you don't owe us anything. We are not salesmen in car dealerships. We're not selling you anything. We have your best interest in heart. Nothing other than that. If we don't feel you're making the right decision, there are times that I walk away because I'm not going to help somebody buy a car if they're doing something that I don't think is correct. Now, I'm not going to tell a doctor that is writing a check for a certain amount of money when he could finance the car at 0.9%, but he does have to give up a $2,500 rebate. As I could say, I could talk till I was blue in the face. He didn't care. He wanted that $2,500 rebate more than he wanted to keep his $48,000 in the bank. And my thoughts were, if you left your $48,000 where it was sitting, how much would that money earn you over the next 5 years? When you're in a car dealership, the dealership takes what's called the path of least resistance. Path of least resistance means that if you're doing something and it's not correct, they will turn around and they'll do it. They'll go along because they're not going to give you options, things to think about. Because when they give you options and they talk to you about this and they talk to you about that, they don't want you to have the opportunity to say something along these lines. You know, that's a great suggestion. I think I need to go home and think about that a little bit. When you're in a car dealership, their goal is to close you before you leave because the odds of you coming back greatly diminish once you walk out the door. Okay, we used to call them B-backs. And when I was a green pea in the salesman, which is when you just become a salesperson, they say to you, now when they're leaving and they're saying that they're coming back, they'll be back, make sure you sprinkle them with B-back dust. That B-back dust was to make sure they came back. Now, when you have a fresh up in a car dealership, your percentage of closing is this. When you get a B-back, your closing ratio increased drastically. The one thing that you have to understand when you're a salesperson or the customer is please hope whatever they told you as the consumer as you were leaving was actually something that they could truly do. And it wasn't a, if I could, would you? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Once again, you can reach me, Gary, at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Once again, very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road, Peoria, Arizona.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Bonta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. If you'd like to reach Dana, you can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. I think that's his number. All of a sudden, I just had a memory lapse. That's crazy. Let's just take a peek. 679-8324. That's crazy, Jeremy, isn't it? I guess that's what happens when you're getting old. And that's me these days, getting old. But back to the Costco thing for one second. I just want people to understand it is better than nothing. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But you have to understand the dealerships pay to be those Costco preferred dealerships. Like I say all the time, each week we try to share helpful hints on the car buying process. So I'm going to, once again, on MSN, 11 best truck deals in June. June's best financing deals for pickup trucks. Now, there are 0% financing of these deals on several popular trucks, including the 18 Colorado, the 19 F-150. The rest of the deals, including the Tacoma and the Ridgeline, are just a tick higher at 1.9. The most important thing that you have to remember is when you're looking at these, is it what are you giving up to get the interest rate? Now, I helped somebody buy a 3/4 ton 2018 Dodge, and we took the 0% because the rate, based on what his credit score was, would have been a substantially higher finance charge than what the rebate was. So it's a matter of understanding. They have 0% financing on 2018 Chevy Colorados for 0% for 72 months. The 18 Chevy Colorado is very similar to the 19, so you won't miss out on the smooth ride comeback. Deal expires July 1st. The key, though, is going to be finding 2018s left. Now, they have 0% financing on the 2019 Chevy Silverados, and that's because Chevy's now in third place in the sales form. So if you're one of these people, and there's nothing wrong with being one of those people, that's a true diehard Chevy fan, not a bad time to consider doing something. 0% for 72 months. Now, one that surprised me was the Ford Ranger. Just came out, already has 1.9% financing for 60 months. Brand new body style, brand new vehicle. Ford F-150 has 0% financing for 72 months on 19s. GMC Sierra, 0% financing for 72 months. On those vehicles specifically, the American cars, you need to compare what the rebate is that you're giving up in order to get the 0% financing. Honda Ridgeline, it's 1.9% financing, but you have to read the small print. It's for 36 months. That means if the Ridgeline that you buy is $36,000 out the door, your payment's over $1,000 a month. A lot of people don't want to do that. That's for someone that was planning on paying cash and doesn't want to take their money out when they can borrow it at 1.9. Now, the other thing that's a good news is they have 2.9% financing for 60 months. Nissan Frontier, 0% for 60 months, no payments for 90 days. Remember, though, when the 0% financing, there is no accrued finance charge for the 90 days that you don't make your first payment. As where if they do a 90-day loan, 90-day first payment, and there's interest involved, the interest is accrued. Nissan Titan XD, 0% for 60 months. They also have zero payments for 90 days. Ram 1500 Classic, 0% financing for 72 months. The Classic is the old body style. The Ram 1500, without the word Classic in it, is the totally redesigned new vehicle. And I've had clients that say to me they like the old body style better. And I have clients that say they like the new technology in the radio better because you can get the 12-inch screen in some of the upgraded models in the 2019 Ram. Toyota Tacoma. Now, what I love about that is they have 1.9% financing for 60 months. And that is on the best, one of the best resale vehicles. So it's always nice when you're buying something that has great resale and they also offer 1.9. They have 3.9 for 72 months. Tundra, 0% for 60 months. Save on your next car was the 13th slide. Use the U.S. News Best Price Program to quickly and easily find the best local prices. Just remember this. Read the small print in all of these advertised best prices. Was walking out of the house this morning and my wife mentioned something to me about leases. And she said she was watching the ball game last night and they were a lot of car commercials and a lot of them were about leases. And she wanted to know if those payments that were on TV were negotiable. And the answer to the question is, when you see a lease advertised, all I'm going to tell you is please understand how it works. Understand the small print. Understand how it works. Understand where they came up with that payment. Understand how much money it takes to get to that payment. And please remember to read the part for ultra well-qualified buyers or lessees. Ultra low mileage. You know, if you lease a car and you drive 12,000 miles a year, an ultra low mileage lease of 7,500 miles a month doesn't work for you. You need to adjust that. Now, another story that I'm seeing on MSN is 8 best cars to buy now. Low demand, great deals, high quality. A perfect mix for car buyers. Low demand. Kia Forte. Sales decline in 2019 is 11.6%. It is an incredible little car, wonderful, wonderful vehicle. There's no reason I wouldn't help somebody buy a 2019 Kia Forte. Chevy Impala. A lot of the American manufacturers are going away from cars. I don't believe Chevrolet is discontinuing the Impala. I believe there's certain cars. I believe the Cruze is going away. Mazda MX-5 Miata. Their sales are down close to 20%. They have 1.9 financing for 72 months. BMW 2 Series. Their sales are down 35.2% over 2018. Mercedes-Benz E-Class, their sales are down 13.2%. And what I talk about when I talk about these cars is they're pitching and catching cars. You want to make sure if you're buying a Mercedes and you're buying a BMW and your plans are to keep this car for 2 or 3 years, you absolutely need to consider leasing the car. Kia Niro. Sales are down 15%. Wonderful vehicle. I've helped a couple of people get them. It's a great little hybrid. Mazda CX-9. Great crossover.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus and, even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green. My phone number is 602-525-1370. My dementia has gone away for a little bit. Dana's number is 602-679-8324. Once again, you shouldn't joke. I shouldn't make a joke like that. But it is funny that as you get a little bit older, you forget why you walked out of a room to go into another room to get something. And then you get back to the other room and then you realize what you were thinking about. And a funny comedian, I'm not going to mention names, used to say you remember everything in your butt. Because when you walk into the other room and you can't remember what you want, as soon as you walk back into the other room and you sit down, all of a sudden, as soon as you sit down and your butt hits the chair, you realize what it was. Sorry about the abrupt ending to the last segment. I wasn't paying attention to Jeremy, and I missed that we were coming to an end in 10 seconds. They also talk about the BMW X1. Sales are down close to 40% for 2019. Now, what you want to remember, it's very important what they talked about. The cars that you get the best deals on are cars with an abundance of inventory and a low demand. So at the end of the day, when you go to a Kia dealership and want to grind the crap out of them and buy a Kia Telluride, good luck. We went and drove one the other day. I was totally impressed with the vehicle. I thought it was wonderful. They had nothing there that my wife would have liked. Now, the funny thing was, if she would have liked the one she drove, there was only one problem. While we were driving it, they were selling it. We pulled up, got in it, went for a test drive, and as soon as we got back, they needed the keys. They had sold the car. Certain cars, it's very difficult to get a great deal on. Now, what I will tell you is if you want a Kia Telluride, it's a great vehicle. So what you have to put forward at that point is, do I want the great deal on something that I don't really want, or do I want to pay a little bit more and get exactly what I want? Now, one thing that you want to make yourself aware of is that you're going to see certain deals coming up that are incredible, great deals. However, do you want to buy the last year of a body style? Now, we drove a Toyota Highlander, and I looked at my wife when we got home. I looked up something online, and all of a sudden I saw 2020, the Toyota Highlander is going to be completely redesigned. Now, if you're okay with all the technology, which is great technology, in a 2019 Highlander, they're going to be vehicles that there are going to be great deals on because the new body style is coming. I was amazed when I saw this 1.9% financing on the Ford Ranger. Now, what I would feel bad about is if I was the guy that went out the first day that the Ranger showed up at the dealership and I had to have one and I paid MSRP for a vehicle and all of a sudden now there is 1.9% financing. Because one thing about all these specials that you see when they're buying a car, one thing that's an absolute correlation with is you will lose some of the resale of your car at the time that you go to trade your vehicle in. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, young man.
So I'm going to bring him up to speed. We were talking about best car deals right now, and it's all what they said, which was great, on low demand, high inventory vehicles.
Which makes sense.
Right. Talked about how Costco is a paid for service by the car dealerships. Not bashing Costco, but it is, as I would say, better than nothing. And but it's a preconceived notion that it actually gets you the best possible deal.
And I would say, you know, that that's fair, that arguably better than nothing can be true. But in some cases, how much better than nothing? Because they're not helping you with the value of your trade if you happen to have one. They're not helping you with what you might pay as far as an interest rate.
Were you listening in the car to me?
I was not. So without repeating what Gary already shared, whether it's the Costco buying service or the numerous other services out there, they're in it for them. Gary and I are in it for you. If you would like to buy a vehicle, get treated with the utmost courtesy, get your answers not only accurately, but truthfully and without question in your best interest. The key when you buy a vehicle is, of course, how you leave, not how you get there. And Gary and I protect every facet of the deal on your behalf each and every time.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. And I'm sorry that I wasn't here quite as early as Gary this morning, and I missed part of the show myself. But I know the things that he spoke about, I would agree with 100%. And there are so many, you know, so to say, car buying services out there, or companies that provide the purchase of an automobile, places like a AAA or a Centennial or an RC Auto. All of these companies are, of course, for-profit companies.
Brokers.
And brokers, which, again, in some fields, being a broker could be beneficial to the consumer, and maybe in certain, you know, aspects of purchasing automobiles, not an everyday purchaser, but perhaps, you know, some massive 1,000 fleet unit deal, perhaps a broker might be of service.
Now, here's a funny thing. This is probably one of the best articles, topics that's really got my interest. And it actually happens to be on Jalopnik. And I actually really enjoy most of what I read. So I'm kind of interested to talk about this.
I'm interested to hear about it because I agree with you.
Can you see what that says?
I can see just part of it.
Why do car listing websites let dealers post deceptive prices?
You know,
that's the zillion-dollar question.
And the unfair answer is there isn't a good one.
As Jalopnik's resident car buying expert and professional car shopper, I get emails, lots of emails. I've decided to pick a few questions and try to help out. Now, I'm going to read this. I'm not going to ad-lib anything. This week, we're talking about deceptive online pricing, finding a cheap car for a young driver, and what happens when you buy a car, but it was sold to someone else. First up, why the major listing sites allow dealers to advertise the prices that aren't legit. Every price that's online is legit as long as you can read the disclaimer.
If you understand that part of that disclaimer may not depict what that charge is. When they say emission testing or to pass shop, you know, things of that nature, that can be an ambiguous number. I didn't mean to interrupt. Please continue.
No, he didn't. I wonder if they do this just so that the KB stickers display great prices and thus lure shoppers. Is this commonplace amongst dealership advertising? How is this legal? As I've discussed before, used car pricing is sometimes trickier than new. Imagine that. How many times have we said that?
More than once.
It's more about finding the best value over the biggest discount. Could not agree with everything this guy's saying right now. Well, any more than what he's saying. It's unbelievable how good this guy's article is. And by that, I mean analyzing which car within a certain parameter set is on the lower end of the pricing spectrum. When I look at a car on Car Gurus, I've never looked at one. The better they advertise the deal, when they say they're a great deal, the bigger the disclaimer is.
And leaving that alone, it's funny that you mentioned it, but I was going to interject. That is one of, in my opinion, the worst sites possible as a consumer to go to because of that exact thing, that the dealers that lie the most are the ones that appear to have the greatest savings, the biggest discount. And I can tell you that one of the clients that I personally helped get the very best deal possible on the vehicle they were buying pre-owned, I actually found it on CarGurus. And according to CarGurus, it was the worst buy on the entire listing. But that vehicle had a 100,000-mile warranty on it. It had every factory option you could get that year. It was a one-owner private party sale, so it didn't have any sales tax, and it didn't have any dock fee or dealer added charges. And when all the smoke cleared, there wasn't a vehicle that you could buy as nice within $3,000 of that vehicle anywhere.
It's a matter of you understanding how it works. Just because, as Dana would say, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's correct. Now, one thing I also talked about, Dana, was the new thing with Credit Karma. Or telling us what our value of our car was. Now, it's certainly a shady practice for me. That would be a red flag to take my business elsewhere. You can't take your business elsewhere because they all do it.
There are only a few dealerships in the entire valley that will not raise the price on their used car. And even those dealerships do it. The CarMaxes and the AutoNations of the valley, who will not discount the vehicle one penny from their advertised price, they will sure as heck try to figure out how to raise the price once you get there for anything that they can possibly raise it for. But they do typically honor their price. However, whether or not it's a good deal is, you know, each decision ultimately stands on its own.
You know, I'm looking for one thing, and I'm not going to bore you with reading the whole article, but the best, this is the best part, and this should be in bold print, and it should be at 72 for the font size so that you see this. Why do the listing sites allow this? The answer is simple. Do you know the answer?
They get paid.
The dealers are their customers.
Of course.
I'm going to ask you a question, Dana. When's the last time you saw on any one of these news channels, any of the news channels, where they have a consumer advocate that fights for you? And I'm not picking on the person, but the example that I would think of is Gary Harper's Three on Your Side. Every station now has something like that. When's the last time you saw any one of those stations going after a franchised car dealership?
I've never seen it, and I don't expect that I ever will.
Because they
are their biggest
advertisers. So it's a matter of understanding. So I had a friend of mine call me that it was my friend's father-in-law. Hey, Gary, I found this car at this dealership. It's in Casa Grande, blah, 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 blah. And it's on Car Gurus. And this was my first experience with Car Gurus. So when I went down on the computer and I found the vehicle, I called the dealership. And I get this nice young salesman on the phone. And I explained to him, I'm dealing with someone that's looking at the car and just want to go over the pricing. So he starts rattling off numbers, numbers, numbers. And I said, well, I don't understand how it can go from this price to that price out the door. Now, this kid was trained very well. And he went into the cost additions for the dealer ads, reconditioning, lifetime window tint. And I said to him, listen, I'm going to make it really simple for you. You have this car, based on the Carfax, you've had it over 90 days. The client that I have would like to buy the vehicle. You don't pay me one penny. I need to know if I can buy the car for the advertised price on Car Gurus, no ads. Well, I can't make that decision. Well, my suggestion is to have a conversation with someone that can. So he doesn't hang up. He walks into either someone's office or a sales tower, and he mentions something to the sales manager that the gentleman's looking at this vehicle on Car Gurus. He knows we have the car over 90 days. He'd like to buy the car for the advertised price. And as the sales manager goes to say something to him, I could hear his voice start to speak. And the next thing I hear in the background is someone saying, if he wants to buy the car, sell it. So I jokingly said to the salesman, I said, let me guess, that was your general sales manager, your general manager in the background.
Yes.
Yep. Now we drove down and he bought the car, and it's a dealership I'd never been to. And I happen to know somebody that left an AutoNation dealership up in the valley and went down to work at this Casa Grande dealership selling Dodges. Now, he was not a salesman. He was an inventory guy. And the funny part about it was when we got all done and done, the finance guy came and got me and said, hey, you know, I just want to let you know, when you bring us customers, what we normally do for brokers is if you let us make more money, we pay you.
Oh, really?
And I said to him, you know, that's a very novel concept for a broker. However, I'm not a broker. And I reached in my pocket and I pulled out $400 and I said, this is what the gentleman paid me to help him. He didn't pay me that to bring him to you so that you could overcharge him for things. Now, when you drive a car 30,000 miles a year, you have to really consider, does a service contract make any sense whatsoever? Because even a 100,000-mile warranty, you're going to be out in 3 years. So we look out for your best interest only. We don't do anything other than help you buy a car.
And when we do it, we make sure that we protect, and that's really the key. Sometimes we have to protect people from themselves, things that they'll say out loud that, you know, as an example, I helped a dear friend who recently had his vehicle in the shop and it had some serious mechanical issues. And it's not my intent to be dishonest, I assure you, and it certainly wasn't his intent to be dishonest. But as we're making an appointment to go potentially look at a vehicle, he mentions that he's going to ride his bike to the shop to pick up his vehicle that's broken and isn't running. And needless to say, they were going to find this information out. But it's not something that we would volunteer right up front before we've even said hello.
You know, it's funny that you said that. Unfortunately, the other day I get a phone call from a friend of mine. And we learn stuff new all the time.
Every day.
So I was never really aware that when you buy an extended warranty on a vehicle, that it makes perfect sense that your exhaust system is a wear item.
It is.
But there is a federal warranty.
That's much longer than the
much
standard.
Much longer than the standard warranty. However, when you're at 95,000 miles, you're past federal. So my friend's truck literally went into what they call limp mode, and the truck broke down. And it was a monstrous repair. And my friend was deciding whether or not he was going to fix his truck or buy a new truck. And he had a couple of solutions, and I explained to him, well, if you do what you're saying, you won't be able to ever register the vehicle in Maricopa County. You can't remove your emissions equipment. Now, he mentioned something that he has a friend that can do this, and I put my fingers in my ears, and I go, blah, 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 because I'm not advising you to do that.
Nor am I, for what it's worth.
If he told me, I'm going to do this and I'm keeping my truck till it has 400,000 miles on it, and I don't care, do it.
Big deal.
But when he mentions, I'm thinking about buying a new truck next year, you're buying a new truck now. Now, we walked into the general manager's office at the Dodge dealership, and it was funny. One of my friends asked if he could join us. And I don't need help. So I explained to him, I said, Dave, why don't I just give you the general manager's name? Why don't you go and take care of this? But, you know, as a matter of fact, we're all friends. Right? And he says to me, I'll keep my mouth shut and my hands in my pocket. Okay, it's impossible. I love my friend. It's impossible for him to do that. So we go into the dealership. We do everything. The warranty's priced before we go into finance. And I ask the general manager, do me a favor. Just print the paperwork so I can go in and get it signed. Next thing you know, we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And I look over and there's Dave at the finance manager's door asking him what's taking him so long. I'm like, Dave, remember what you said. Mouth shut, hands in your pocket. Don't talk to anybody. These are my relationships. This is my business. And I said it to him. And I was probably wasn't worth getting annoyed about, and he apologized, and I apologized for how I served it up. But the worst part, and I feel bad for people when they go car shopping, is when you're done and you agree to buy the car, as Dana said a million times, you won the battle, but the war's about to begin. Remember, you can reach Dana, 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. Remember this, You can find us on 960 The Patriot. That's where you find us for the radio shows. Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. All I can say about them is they get it. They understand what it is that we're doing to help our clients. But it doesn't mean that that's the only dealer group we go to. We'll take you wherever you want to go as long as we know they're good people.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.